We're celebrating the art and power of music all this month, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Northbridge Companies, and listeners like you. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
Out in the garden is half of heaven, and we're only bluffing. We're not ones for busting through walls, but they've told us unless we can prove that we're doing it, we can have it all.
Kate Bush, I just remember hearing the sound of her voice and just being completely blown away.
Told us unless we can prove that we're doing it, we can have it all. We can't have it all.
I think I was really intrigued by the lyrics, and I didn't really understand a lot of what was going on. When I was 14, my parents went to Japan for the summer, leaving me and my brother with our aunt and uncle, who came to stay in our cabin in New Hampshire. My brother and I had jobs at a theater in town. I was assistant to the costume designer. We worked long hours surrounded by college students and theater veterans. One evening, I agreed to babysit for the costume designer, who was the single mother of a four-year-old. Mary was an exotic figure for me, highly creative, opinionated, and worldly. She had not had an easy life, and I became her confidant and comrade as she taught me how to measure inseams, fit suits, and whip together period costumes in a day. Mary dressed up that evening to go out in a silver lamé dress. Before she left, she set out a record player and two records for me to listen to after her daughter went to sleep. It was 1983. I remember picking up both albums, Peter Gabriel Plays Live and Kate Bush's The Dreaming. With the volume as low as I could manage so as not to wake up the four-year-old, I hunched over the speaker and was overwhelmed by feelings of longing, loneliness, hope, and rebellion. The door opened to a sophisticated world that I had so little knowledge of. During the summer, I saved up enough money and convinced someone to take me down to Harvard Square, where I was sure I could find them. I still have both albums, and they represent for me the lure of the creative spirit and the beginnings of a lifelong love of music of all kinds, of knowing that music is a gift and at its best a call to what makes us human. My name is Elizabeth Rogers. I live in South Portland. I'm a strategic communications professional and a mom, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of our Music That Moves Me stories are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mainepublic.org for all the details.
I don't know why I'm crying. Am I just-